it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Probably the same place as the news feed. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. Joe Spano's off today. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. As well they should. Providing good ratings for them for a lot of years now. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms that you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is, look, it's summertime. We're right in the middle of July. Heat is pounding. You know, you're heading to the beach. You're heading to the park, maybe the lake. Do a little float trip somewhere. Well, you're trying to plug in. You're trying to listen to your sports while everything else around you is going crazy. And what better way to do it than using one of the platforms or our homepage, depending on where you are, to get you some Spano and Black. And what I mean is iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, they're all available to you. They have the listen live capacity, or you can grab something off the archive if we have a particular guest that you want to listen to, or maybe you missed the interview and you want to listen to that guest that happened a couple of days ago. Well, it's right there for you. You know, it's radio on the go, and everybody leads their life a little bit differently than they used to a few years ago. It's go, 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 fast, 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 move, move, move. And even if you're on vacation, you want to get there so you can enjoy it, kick back, plug in, and just enjoy your day. Well, that's what it's about. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they cover our six each and every day. They're out there domestically, internationally. You know, they put it on the line. They're at sea, they're in the air, they're on the ground. It's not safe. It's never safe. They're a target. So if you see one of these guys and girls, they're in the uni. I saw a Marine yesterday, went up, thanked him for his service, told him I appreciate it, keep up the good work. He was visibly touched. Believe me, they will be too. Let's tap on the break, step aside. When we come back, we'll set up this mess after a short timeout.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you, we know it is. You know, look, it's the dead zone when it comes to sports for the most part, but we always find stories because that's the way it is. And honestly, with Summer League going on and the All-Star Game going on, I'm going to give a pop-out to the V Foundation, even though it's on another network, but it's certainly a worthwhile endeavor. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But and a couple of football stories that have bounced out there. However, on this hump day edition of The Attack, we lead with the baseball. And, you know, It's an All-Star game, so it doesn't, you know, it's All-Star games are bad. They just are. There's really not much to it. You know, it's okay. Doesn't matter. It's a showcase for the fans. They get to see all the stars that they rarely get to see. You know, and that's about it. There ain't much else going on. You know, Robinson Cano hit a home run, won the game, thank God, in 10 innings. Yadi hit a home run, which there's not going to be too many more of those in All-Star competition, so enjoy it. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Bryce Harper made a nice catch and then flipped his hair. Mookie Betts made a nice throw. And Yonder Alonso stole second when Kenley Jansen wasn't paying attention. That was about it. Look, there's always a ton of really good pitching. These guys, these pitchers that are there, and it just goes to show you how valuable and where the conundrum is involving general managers and how they go about putting a staff together. Because you look at pitching in Major League Baseball, and dominant pitching is really hard to come by. But when you get the best of the best, and you get all-star caliber pitchers, it just shows you that if you do have a dominant pitching staff, almost anything else can be dealt with. You know, when you get guys like Adam Wainwright and you know, Max Scherzer and Chris Sale and all these guys, it literally turns it into, you know, I don't want to say a snooze fest because I like dominant pitching. I really do. But it just goes to show you how valuable and how precious a commodity, if you're trying to compete, it is. I mean, you know, look at these lineups, right? Altuve gets a couple of at-bats for the American League, goes 0-2. Jonathan Schoop hits a double. And Robinson Cano ends up getting in and hitting the home run. Ramirez has a couple of hits. Sano has a hit in his one at-bat. Moutakas goes 0-2. Judge goes 0-3. George Springer, who's tearing it up. 0 for 3. You know, Michael Brantley, who can flat out hit. Correa, 0 for 2. You know, these guys, they get stopped. And, I mean, the American League was the big raker with 10 hits. And, you know, 10 hits is pretty good. But these pitchers are so capable of shutting it down. I mean, Sale, in his two innings, gave up the 3 hits. But he had 2 strikeouts. And he was able to shut it down. Betances, coming in as a reliever early. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. You know, the way these rosters are put together, and they do think about it before they do it. There's a lot of mix and match. There's relievers in there. You know, the Craig Kimbrels of the world, the Millers of the world, who still is pitching amazing. And the same deal with the National League. I mean, Scherzer was unhittable. I mean, he gave up a hit, but yeah, you know what I mean. You know, Wood gave up a run. And Wade Davis gave up the home run to Robinson Cano, but Jansen was unhittable. He struck out 3 guys. Greg Holland struck out 2 guys. There were 14 strikeouts by National League pitching and 9 strikeouts by American League pitching. That's not an accident. And when you look at these contracts and you see how much these guys get paid, these pitchers, there's a reason for it. But it's risk-reward. You know, you're looking at paying $200 million and $180 million and $150 million for guys who, you know, their arm could turn into linguine at any given moment. And that's the toughness of being a general manager and working on putting your pitching staff together. Nothing tougher. You know, you try to get these workhorses that can give you innings. And, you know, I'll take it way back to the CC Sabathia contract with the Yankees. And I remember when he signed that, and I don't know, 120, 130 million, whatever it was. What a bargain that turned out to be. The guys missed some time. But they've gotten complete value out of that contract. They give him the ball. He goes out there. He pitches innings. And that's rare. You know, you can't make it up. I mean, you look at Greinke with the Diamondbacks and the amount of money he took. Well, he's been durable. And that's the key. It's durability. Because if these guys fall off the cliff when you give out that kind of money, then you're in hell. You're in purgatory hell forever. I mean, you know, you look at some of the teams that are out there that have given out big time contracts to people who don't get the value. You know, and they end up dealing with extended contracts where they get worth in the early part of it. But on the back end of it, they don't. And they're stuck. I mean, I think about Matt Harvey, right? And think about what he was supposed to be. And still maybe during the Dark Knight era, where it looked like he was going to be the dominant pitcher in baseball, you know, save a few. And they were talking about how are they going to pay him? How are they going to pay DeGrom? How are they going to pay Matz? How are they going to pay Wheeler? Well, you know, look at what now. I mean, they could get rid of him and not even blink. they take a bag of balls for him. Not literally, but, you know, if somebody said, hey, look, we have a single A or a double A, you know, catching prospect who hits with power, who handles pitchers well. We need a pitcher. We'll take Harvey off your hands. They dump him tomorrow. Tomorrow. And this was a guy that they were talking about doing $120, $130, $180, $150 million contract. And he still may get his money if he comes back and shows he can pitch. But right now, pedestrian, baby. Pedestrian. Let's tap on the brakes. This pedestrian is going to listen to some commercials. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, I was just looking on the break, and we were talking about pitchers and their contracts. And the direction are able to go. Now, you know, for the sake of discussion here, you look at Justin Verlander, who is 34 years old. and is with Kate Upton, which is he gets bonus points. Now, his average salary right now is $27 million per year. I almost said $27,000. Over the life of the contract that, you know, the six-year deal that he signed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, he goes to the way this breaks down. Through 2020. So he's got three more years after this. Averaging $28 million a year, he drops to $22 million on his last year. Who's going to take him? Who's going to take that salary? You know, he still has over $100 million left on his contract, including the rest of this year. 20, 40, 60, 70, 80, about $90 million left. He was a great pitcher. Was a great pitcher. But at this point in time, they're locked into him. The Tigers would love to get rid of him. Who's going to take that money on? Red Sox? Nah. They got enough cash issues of their own. What about Yankees? You want to be committed to that? At this point? No. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Kate come back to town. Hard to believe Mark Sanchez was ever with her. But you know, again, this is where general managers, they get paid the big bucks for specific reasons. And that's one of them. Because they have to make that choice. Now, at the time, it certainly looked like it was a worthwhile deal. But in hindsight, maybe not so much. So, I, how do you make that call? And, you know, again, you know, you look at it and you look at some of these younger pitchers. What, you know, what choices do you have? Well, I don't know. I don't know what that call is going to be. And, you know, you're sitting there, and again, Detroit would love to get rid of Kate Upton. Same way as the Mets would get love to get rid of Matt Harvey. You know, and there's other young pitchers, relatively speaking. And, you know, look, Verlander's not one of those young pitchers. But there's other young pitchers that have either gotten to the point of free agency being right around the corner or coming up around the corner from it. And that's not, you know, that's not an easy call for these GMs. Like I said, you look at Matt Harvey. And he's got all kinds of physical issues going on with him. You know, from what I understand, every time he breaks up with a girlfriend, he seems to go into some kind of tailspin. And he's not making much money right now, you know, relatively speaking. He's making 5-1. Well, you know, he goes into arbitration 3 next year. and with his agent, Scott Boras, I can guarantee you they will go to arbitration and aim for some ridiculous number. And the Mets, if he's still with the Mets, won't go for it. But in 2019, he's a restricted free agent. I mean, unrestricted free agent, excuse me. As it stands right now, who's going to go for him? There'll be somebody. But not the kind of contract he thought he was going to make. And the funny thing is, I mean, you go back to January before spring training. They were talking about giving him an extension. Not anymore. They can't wait to get him out the door. You know, DeGrom's another one. Now he's this becomes an interesting situation with him, because this year he goes into arbitration two. After this upcoming year, he's making four this year, then arbitration three. Now he'll win his arbitration case. Arbitration four in 2020. And when he comes up for unrestricted free agency in 2021, he'll be 33 years old. He's not going to make $100 million. Well, he might make $100. But he's not going to make the kind of money that a lot of these stud pitchers make. It won't happen. So as we approach the trade deadline, and they're going in that direction, well, guess what? I mean, you know, you're talking about a pretty hardcore contract situation. And you're talking about contracts that every time they sit down and they start talking starting pitching, that's exactly what they're doing, is looking at those contracts, looking at the length of them, looking at the value in them, and making sure that they don't end up getting stuck with a Justin Verlander contract. And it's tough to do. And it takes us full circle to the All-Star game. You know, the value of these kind of pitchers is just extraordinary. But how do you price them? And that's, I mean, that is really the crux of the biscuit right there. How do you replace them? And it's tough to do. Now, certain organizations take a different approach. They go with the young pitchers as soon as they can. They don't care. And I mean, when I say that tongue in cheek. Yeah, they do care about the health of them. But what they care about is how much mileage they can get out of them before their arm falls off. You know, I saw a 30 for 30 yesterday, and it's an older one, but on Tommy John and Dr. Frank Job. And they were talking about how Frank Job, who created the Tommy John surgery, has performed the operation, or had the Tommy John surgery performed on over 500 pitchers. I think the number was like 575 pitchers. And, you know, you think about that. There's, you know, 12 pitchers on a staff. A lot of them are, you know, back and forth, minor leaguers. Many of them don't make it. They're in the league 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, boom, gone, whatever. But since he performed that first operation, over 500 major league pitchers have had that surgery. And then you're talking about throwing dollars at these guys. That the risk reward is horrible. You know, David Price, another good example. We'll touch on that when we get back. But here's a guy that right now is 31 years of age. A lot of mileage on the arm. Making $30 million a year. And will be making that number, or a little more, up until 2022. Ramifications, baby. Ramifications. Tapping the brakes. No speeding tickets. No red light tickets. We'll be back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. And, you know, look, it's... So it's a dilemma for these guys. It truly is. And, you know, when you look at what goes on with the major leaguers, and again, I, what direction do you go in? You know, I don't even know what the answer is, to be honest. It, you know, you literally cannot underestimate what these guys have to do to evaluate it. And, you know, look at what's going on. We're going to try to get Bobby Nightingale at a certain point and talk about his take on what's going to happen with, you know, different contract situations and who could be moving and who might not be moving. And look, it's they're in a tough spot. Do you throw in a towel? Do you tell your fan base, well, that's it, we're done? Because it's coming up to that point in time. You know, there's a rumor out there that the Cubs are getting ready to shop Kyle Schwarber, that they think he may have hit his limit, his ceiling, that he's going to be an all-or-nothing hitter. Pitchers have figured him out. Now, Jim Bowden was reporting on MLB that the Cubs called the Titans and said, look, we'll give you Schwarber, but you give us Fulmer and Daniel Norris. Now, you know, Daniel Norris is a young guy, 4-7 this year, but Fulmer's the best pitcher on staff. Do you give that up for Kyle Schwarber? I don't. Because you're still stuck with Verlander. You know, Cubs can't, you know, you talk about one of the tougher dilemmas with the boy wonder. And that is, what do you do as far as getting rid of, one way or the other, certain players, or are you dealing with a scenario where you got to sit still? I mean, hell, you won it all last year. So my predictions, and again, you know, for what they're worth, I think you're going to see some movement with the Mets trying to dump people. I think you're going to see some movement with the Tigers trying to dump people. Certainly, I think the possibility exists with position players of the Giants trying to dump people. I can't see it. The toughest commodity, as I said, is pitching. And I can't see any kind of movement of pitching to the top contenders. They're going to have to be guys that are AAA, AA guys, and you know, maybe you move them up and you go in that direction. I think Tampa Bay is going to sit still and hope they can ride it out. Baltimore could be a seller as we get closer. Not exactly sure, to be honest. Toronto would love to sell, but, you know, who are they going to sell? And, you know, you talk about a rebuild job. They're trying to do it on the fly. Who do you take off their hands? And they do have some commodities, you know, some proven starting pitchers. I mean, J.A. Happ is not young, but you could probably get an okay prospect for him. He'll give you innings. They're not going to trade Stroman. He's one of the good young pitchers in baseball. I don't think they're going to trade Sanchez. That 1-2 punch is what they want to build around. You know, so Francisco Liriano, yeah, I guess. But that's a guy, too. He's 33 years of age now. But he gives you innings. He's 5-4 on the year. You know, if you could get a couple of decent prospects for him, you'd probably move that boat. You probably let that boat set sail. It's tough. Another seller, and I mean, I don't know. is probably the White Sox. I mean, they got a kid down in AAA. I mean, high A, excuse me, named Dane Dunning, who should be on the scene probably next year, at the worst the year after. You know, but they got nothing but inning eaters on their staff. You know, big game James Shields. He's 35. Mike Pelfrey. God, he's been around forever. What are you going to get for him? Not much. And again, it goes to my point of commodity. I mean, think about the guys I'm talking about here. Mike Pelfrey. You know, he's been on more teams than I have. He's in the majors 12 years now, 33 years of age. He's 3-7 this year. Yeah, but what do you get for him? And that's the point. It's pretty tough to justify giving away any level of prospects for some of these guys. And again, this is what people are fortifying their staffs with, which that in itself is pretty amazing. Like I said, go be real interesting. I maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see the blockbuster happening this year. Not sure that I do. You know, and as they gear up for the second half of the season, who can win, who can't? There's starting to be some real separation. We talked about the West. And, I mean, I just don't see anybody catching Houston. I mean, it would be one of the great collapses in the history of baseball. They're playing 675 baseball right now. Everybody else in the division is under 500. So, I mean, that's not going to happen. The Angels would love to sell, but again, bloated contracts. And this is where baseball and sports have taken us in general. You know, even look here with basketball. The Knicks have been trying to move Carmelo Anthony for 3 years. Nobody will take the contract. The Angels, I mean, you go up and down that roster. They have nothing but bloated contracts. You know, they're hoping to get Houston Street back so they can trade him. I feel bad for Mike Trout. I really do. Best player in baseball. And he doesn't have a chance to win. Hard to believe he's in the league 7 years now at age 25. But, you know, you look at these guys and how do you expect it to play out? How do you expect to get any value for anybody on there? They don't have anybody of value. I mean, their rotation out in Anaheim is Matt Schumacher, Jesse Chavez, Ricky Nolasco, and J.C. Ramirez. You know, who name the guy that somebody's going to pay a lot of money for? Ricky Nolasco? He's 34 years old. Jesse Chavez? Okay, what you going to get for him? Tell me. He's 33. You know, the only thing that these guys have going for them right now is that they're relatively healthy. I mean, Schumacher has value. He's 30 years old, but, you know, he's hurt. You trade him away and not get back starting pitching? Because that's what's going to happen. Scary. Pujols is 100 years old. It's, I'll tell you, they're a bad team. They're truly a bad team. And Marty Moreno, to his credit, he stays the course. But how long do you stay the course with a team that just flat out can't get out of its own way? They make bad decisions, conflict between the front office and the manager constantly. Artie throws money at everything, but they never win. How long can you continue to go in that direction? And I'm looking up, you know, their farm system. And this LA Times article from July, you know, today. Yeah, July 12th. Says that, you know, the Angels farm system is considered the worst in baseball. The worst. But on the other side of the coin, guys like Cole Calhoun, you had Mike Trout come out of it, obviously. You know, Mike Morin. Matt Schumacher certainly has been good in the time he's been healthy. You know, so they have individuals that are coming up. But, you know, Jerry DePoto keeps signing these guys to the worst contracts in the history of baseball. And so far, they've been fortunate. You know, Calhoun's an 8th-round pick. Morin's a 13th-round pick. But they played hard, and they're putting in the time. Tough. Wish I could get a hold of that system out there. Tap of the breaks. We'll wrap up hour one right after the short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. And, we'll wrap up hour one here. But we've been talking baseball second half. And I, like I said, I'm not anticipating huge deals at the trade deadline. What I do believe is going to happen, there's going to be certain teams with guys on the end of their contracts that will be able to move people. So you'll see a couple of big names. But the return on these guys is not going to be spectacular. And the people, and I focused on players with big contracts during the first hour, they're just not movable. Because of age, because of numbers, because of finance, because of the fact that lack of production at this point. You know, if Justin Verlander moves, I will be the most shocked person in sports talk. You know, and if the Tigers are dumb enough to move Michael Fulmer, then I will be going off on their management for a long time to come. And the same goes with any other organization. If they're moving their young pitchers that they have under their control right now, that would be crazy. But I guarantee you one thing. There's one young pitcher that's being dangled out there, and his name is Matt Harvey. Let's see if anybody bites. Well, that's it for this hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to come back. More fun and frivolity. Football, basketball, baseball. Hey, everything but no soccer. I'm not going to talk soccer today. No soccer. That's it. All right? Don't go anywhere. Well, refill your coffee. Go to the bathroom. Come back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Here it is. I'm more than happy to be transparent about it, and I'm more than happy to cooperate with everyone.
The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., speaking about a meeting he took with a Russian lawyer last year before the election. He appears last night on Fox News' Hannity.
In retrospect, I probably would have done things a little differently. Again, this is before the Russia mania. This is before they were building it up in the press. For me, this was opposition research.
Trump Jr. saying the friend who set up the meeting billed it as a chance to get dirt on Hillary Clinton and said it might be helpful for his father's campaign. Trump repeatedly played down the meeting, though, saying it ended up being a waste of 20 minutes. President Trump leaving for Paris today to meet with the new French President Emmanuel Macron and to join the celebration of Bastille Day on Friday. The U.S. Senate today holds a confirmation hearing for the president's FBI director nominee, Christopher Wray. This is USA Radio News.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for just $4.29 a quart. Quality motor oil at an affordable price. A deal so good it practically sells itself. Which begs the question, what do we do with the rest of this commercial? Repeat the deal, I guess. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $4.29 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Conservative news commentator and former Republican Congressman Joe Scarborough says he's changing political affiliations.
I am a Republican, but I'm not going to be a Republican anymore. I've got to become an independent.
The co-host of MSNBC's Morning Joe making that announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Scarborough saying he's leaving the party because it's not standing up to what he calls Donald Trump's perceived racism, which he called disgusting. About 200 companies, including Netflix and Amazon, today plan to try to show us what it'll be like if the FCC rolls back Obama-era net neutrality rules. Those rules bar internet service providers from slowing down the speed of websites or giving preferential treatment to others. So the companies are launching a campaign that would show just what it'll be like if your internet speed is throttled back, hoping you'll submit comments against a rollback to the FCC. By the way, we're online. Yep, at usaradio.com.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
A strike by workers at some of the nation's largest airports, including the New York area's LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark, and Philadelphia International, has been suspended after just a few hours. More than 1,000 workers employed by subcontractors for several airlines had walked off the job late yesterday. The baggage handlers, cabin cleaners, and security workers fighting to unionize. After a few hours of that strike, American Airlines and the union began taking part in some last-minute discussions. So again, that strike has been put on hold for now. The founder of Amazon is making more money more quickly than anyone else in the world. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Money Magazine says Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos made over $1.4 billion on Monday alone because of a rise in Amazon's stock price. The company's stock has been rising since it announced Amazon Prime Day. Bezos' net worth has grown by $3.4 billion since last Wednesday, making him worth over $85 billion. A Bloomberg report says that so far in 2017, Bezos' net worth has increased over $20 billion, more than anyone in the world.
And a new Reuters Ipsos poll finds 21% of young adults surveyed say they watch video streaming services like Netflix and Hulu by logging on with other people's passwords to save money. Subscription revenue is expected to come under scrutiny next week when those video services start reporting their quarterly earnings. Reminding you again, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, indeed you did. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Stoll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Sports Byline USA, well, you know, we know the drill. That's the homepage. And you go there, you click on Listen Live, and there we are. And honestly, look at all the archived stuff. Look at all the terrific interviews that we've done over time. And we continue to do them as well. And, you know, look, this is a privilege to be able to do this and talk about sports and talk about whatever I feel like it, quite frankly. And that's a really nice thing to be able to do. And if you want to grab the show, you click on the Listen Live button. We're right there. Like I said, all the archive stuff, the particular interviews that maybe you missed that you want to click on from any of the other shows, the Jefe, Jerry, Tittle, Little Wrestling Observer, if you're in that direction, not such a bad thing. And, you know, again, it gives you the opportunity to explore. For us, you got a whole bunch of stuff out there. All kinds of devices, platforms, various different ways you can grab the show. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Listen Live capacity, archive capacity, particular date. You know, the All-Star game got played yesterday. You want to hear my take on it or lack thereof? You know, you can grab it at your speed because it's all about radio on the go. And when you look at it, that's not such a bad thing. For us, what's most important is the relationship we have with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls cover our ass every single day. Domestically, overseas, up in the air, on the seas, on the ground. You see somebody in uni, go up to them, thank them. Thank them profusely and let them know that you give a damn, all right? Because they don't hear it each and every day. It's tapping the brakes. When we come back, we'll set the table for hour two right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, you know, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Walt has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Walt, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a very good question. Welcome back to the Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And... Yeah, it's the lull period, which is kind of fun. Get to explore a little bit, which isn't such a bad thing. And it's I certainly like this time of year in that I kind of pick and choose what I feel like doing, and that aspect of it is pretty damn fun, I got to tell you. And it's Wimbledon's out there, and we'll pay a little attention to it when I get to the finals here, but. Honestly, I look at baseball and, bouncing around the summer league and all that kind of good fun. And honestly, that is the fun. Truly is. And, I look at it and I enjoy watching the machinations because, everybody thinks it's easy. Armchair quarterbacks think it's easy. And what I mean by that is, you look at them and you say, oh, I could do that. Easy. Piece of cake. Why would I have any problem figuring out how to deal a pitcher? Why would I have any problem figuring out how to, go after a particular player that I want? Well, I just gave you the reasons. It's when you have to figure out salaries, you have to figure out risk and reward, you have to figure out and then get to the top of a mountain itself. That's why what Golden State has been able to do has been so impressive. They were tearing them a new one after the championship this year. Well, if you didn't have Kevin Durant, you wouldn't have won. Well, actually, they probably would have. Because they would have won the previous year had Draymond Green not lost his mind. And don't forget how they went about putting that team together. Steph Curry, draft. Klay Thompson, draft. Draymond Green, draft. And then some trades and some free agency, and they mix it in. And the icing on the cake was Kevin Durant. Well, you do the same thing in baseball. You try to get your core guys up through the farm system. And you go from there. It's not a great mystery. The core four with the Yankees, they almost broke up. They almost busted it up. And right now, there are a lot of young teams out there. Yanks are one of them right now. that they're trying to put their core guys into place and then hold on to them until, you know. And that's pretty much it. And you can't get these guys for love or money. And it's been a long time now. Since these guys have, you know, been giving away the farm system, as it were. Doesn't work that way anymore. Those days are long done. And you lose your job if you go in that direction. And you lose it quickly. You know, best example of that is, you know, pay attention to what's going on in the NBA right now. You know, Billy King, all accounts, nice guy. You know, worked in the NBA for a long time. He literally made the worst decisions in the history of the NBA. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Going to the Nets for every draft pick that they had for the foreseeable future. And Ainge rebuilt the Celtics on the net draft picks. It's astounding. And he gave away the house for a one-shot deal to maybe win a championship. Now, some will argue at the behest of his owner, which is entirely possible. I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but, you know, to not make them protected draft picks and run that risk was literally one of the stupid decisions in the history of sports. History of sports. And now they're paying the price. Let's go to the NBA. Summer League continues to trudge on. Fun watching. You know, and again, a lot of the buzz is around some of the bigger names. But, you know, again, it's a good article that I suggest you check out on from Matt Moore on CBS.com. And he said, you know, according to the execs on the Stars in the Making, that the two best point guards in the draft might not be named Lonzo Ball and Markelle Fultz, but might be named Dennis Smith Jr. and De'Andre Fox. And believe me, that's entirely possible. I love Dennis Smith Jr. going in. He was there. And I truly wish that the Knicks had taken him. But, you know, they made their choice and then Phil went out the door. Dallas is going to be real happy. And De'Aaron Fox just, you know, he gets up and down the court faster than anybody in basketball, not named John Wall. Now, you know, again, nobody's going to sit there and go, oh my God, the Sixers blew it. Oh my God, the Lakers blew it. Because that's not the case. This particular draft class, when it's all said and done, I truly believe they're going to have some all-timers coming out of this class. And I don't even know that Ball and Fultz are two of them. But what I do think is that Tatum's going to be one. I really do. Smith and Fox both have the possibility of it. You know, I mean, the knock on Tatum, and again, people are set up to find fault, right? So they're talking about Jason Tatum, number three pick, who Danny, and I think he was not lying in this instance, said he would have taken number one. Now, they're talking about how he's going to be playable right away, even in a limited role. I don't see him in a limited role unless Brad Stevens decides to use him that way. What I do see is he, Gordon Hayward, and Isaiah being three elite scorers in a league that emphasizes scoring. And I mean, you know, Tatum, look, let's not put him in the Summer League Hall of Fame. But the reality is, he stood head and shoulders literally above everybody in the draft. Everybody. Now, the big question, is he ever going to pass? Ever? Well, of course he will. Of course he will. I mean, the reality is, on the summer league level, they want him to showcase his skills so they know what they have going into training camp and going into the regular season. That's the instruction of every coach in the summer league. They don't care about wins and losses. They want to know what they have. It's tapping the brakes. I'll tell you exactly what they have after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Get over it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All in all, I think that's a pretty good attitude. To hell with it. Welcome back to the Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And like I said, Matt Moore's article on CBS, because I don't agree with a lot of it. And he was talking to, you know, this wasn't his opinion as such, but this was a lot of alleged experts with the, you know, NBA, and, you know, here's what we believe what's going to happen. And one of the quotes is that, you know, the Tatum is going to be like the fifth option on Boston. They're out of their mind. Danny Ainge, after getting guys like Brown and you know, guys with the third pick and Marcus Smart, who've been, excuse me, nice role players, but at least at this point in time, not impact players, got him an impact player in Tatum. And he's not going to struggle to find time, and he's not going to struggle to find and be able to score. Not unless, you know, not unless Brad Stevens dictates that's the way it needs to go. Because he does play defense, albeit he struggles, but he plays it. He just does not pass the ball yet, but he will. And one of the jobs of Isaiah Thomas is going to be to assure him that he will get the ball back. You know, but he's going to play. Avery Bradley's gone. He's going to get time. Gordon Hayward's going to be there, but Gordon Hayward's going to need to rest the same as everybody else. I personally think Tatum's going to start. We'll see. Maybe it ends up being somebody else. I don't know. But again, when you're put in that position, you get drafted number three overall. You know, you're put there for a reason. You know. And don't forget, the way they were able to facilitate the Gordon Hayward move was by trading away Bradley, not Jay Crowder. So you talk about all those wing guys. And Danny Ainge loves Jay Crowder. So, I mean, when you get Gordon Hayward and Jay Crowder and Tatum, into that mix, you know, this man, they have exactly the kind of team they want to run with. You know, I mean, when you look at what happened in the summer league, the odd man out in rotation probably is going to be Jaylen Brown. And they still like him. But he's not anywhere near the scorer of Jason Tatum. They now have three legitimate options. Last year they had one. You know, do you recognize what an improvement that is? No joke. They went from Al Horford being the second scoring option on that basketball team to Gordon Hayward. That's hardcore. You know, that in itself, to me, puts the Celtics past Cleveland. I'm telling you. Yeah, I know. I'm being ridiculous. No, I'm not. I'm telling you. That's if Isaiah Thomas comes all the way back from that hip injury. And that's a big if. You know, Dennis Smith Jr., Mavericks are going to – they got their next franchise player. They got their next long-term guy. It's a shame he and Dirk aren't both playing in their primes. Because if Dirk was 5 years younger, they'd be making hay out west. No. He averaged 20 points a game and 5 assists. And that was no joke. And he's playing with a chip on his shoulder because all the stuff, all the intel on him going into the draft was he doesn't bring it every night. He was inconsistent. And as I pointed out, regardless of the relationship that he had with Mark Gottfried, he lost his coach in the middle of the year. And there was all kinds of rumor and speculation as to who was going to replace and is Smith going to go? Is he going to stay? And he made up his mind halfway through the season, I'm going to the NBA. He probably would have anyway. But once they canned Gottfried, you know, and I always talk about the father figure aspect of these guys. They're around them constantly. And whether they have a good quote-unquote relationship or a bad quote-unquote relationship. You know, I was ticked at my father most of the time too. As it turns out, he was right about pretty much everything. Well, guess what? No different with coaches. No different with coaches. He's got flaws, like everybody else. You know, Lonzo Ball, everybody was, he's all right. With him, it's going to depend on how hard he works. And that's literally what it's going to come down to. I mean, right now, I could take him off the dribble on defense. And for a 62-year-old guy, that's a pretty impressive thing to be able to say. But truthfully, he doesn't move his feet. He plays defense with his hands. They went around him like he used to go through the old school subway turnstile here in New York. But with that being said, it doesn't mean he can't learn. What he does have, which was apparent to everybody that was watching anything that was going on with that, is complete court vision. He will get the ball to the guys in the right spot, and they will score a lot of points. Get his old man out of the way. Let him work on his game. You know, he's not going to Springfield just yet. But he really does have a chance to be a Jason Kidd. Because their games are eerily similar. Not great foot speed. Not much of an outside shot. Uncanny court vision. And good size. The guy's 6'4.5". Well, Jason Kidd turned into an all-timer. But he also worked at it. Keep working on the shot. He wasn't afraid to take it, which I will give him credit for. And he had a triple-double. So from that aspect of it, he's got raw potential. And they're going to turn the team over to him, which I think is actually more important than anything else. Because they want it to be his basketball team. And they want it to be him running the show and learning how to lead so that when the time comes where they get the talent in there, and whether it's Paul George or whether it's LeBron or you know whoever it is, that he'll be capable of handling the show. And if not, you know, 3 years from now, he'll be bouncing around the league. There'll be a spot for him. You know, there's always a spot for those kind of guys. But what he can be still remains to be seen. You know, and the same deal with Markelle Fultz. you know, the biggest thing that they're going to have in Philadelphia is sorting out who has the ball. Is it going to be Simmons? Is it going to be Fultz? Neither one of them is a pure point guard, but both of them can pass the basketball. You know, for those of you who haven't seen Ben Simmons play when he was in college at LSU, he was completely disappointing because he would run away from the last second shot. His teams didn't make the playoffs, even though he's probably the best, the tournament, even though he's probably the best player in college basketball. And there's real questions about what goes on between the ears. But on a skill level, he's one of the most skilled guys in the NBA. And that's just coming out of college. Where he goes professionally is going to be determined between the ears. Will he step up and take that big shot? Will he listen to his coaches? Will he involve his teammates? And how will he and Fultz play together? Healthy? They're making the playoffs. Not healthy? Could be contentious. It's tapping the brakes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Making sure it stays on the air, not always the easiest of tasks. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, I'll tell you, it Summer League begat Winter League, which begat, you know the drill. And it's all good. You know, you're looking at a bunch of kids, and some of them are going to make it. Some of them aren't going to make it. But, you know, evaluating is the fun aspect of it. And it truly is. And, you know, again, that anticipation, and I disagree with a lot of experts. And, you know, look, they get paid a lot more than me to do it. But I was talking about Simmons and Fultz. How do they coexist? And that's going to be big. You know, that's going to be a big thing. And we'll see, because it's a young team. But they made, to me, what was the smartest offseason addition in J.J. Redick. And it's going to be, boys, I don't care who has the ball, get it to me. Because if you do that, I'm going to shoot and I'm going to score. And if I score, we win. You know. And it's going to be veteran leadership. It's going to be having the right guy in the locker room at the right time. And believe me when I tell you, all that stuff matters. Truly does. You know, and it's interesting, you know, you're tooling around on social media. The NBA is so good as a league that it's fun to watch the summer league games because you see guys that you never see. You see guys that are buried at the end of the bench. As I talked about, they're going to 17 players this year, plus two-way contracts out of the G League. A lot more people are going to be employed. And that's cool. But, you know, you get to see stars who were big-time players in college but haven't had a sniff yet in the NBA. Come in and do it. And that's not bad. Lakers making another signing. Magic's doing a good job there, man. He really is. I liked his draft a lot. I like the trade. Getting Brook. They'll have him for a year. Figure out whether or not they can re-sign him at a lower price. Or let him go. How he'll fit into their team. They just got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. 1 year, $18 million. You know, he was looking for a max. Nobody gave it to him. So he took the deal with the Lakers to prove that he could do it. And that's pretty good for him and for the Lakers. You know, the defense is inconsistent. He's inconsistent. But maybe his game evolves now that he has something to play for because he was looking for max and nobody was even close to giving it to him. And, oh, by the way, if he fits in with the Lakers, they got another piece. I think that's going to eliminate the Rajon Rondo going to the Lakers stuff. You know, we'll see. All kinds of rumors. Knicks re-signed Ron Baker to a 2-year deal. That's all right. He's a rotation guy. You know, they found him, and that's okay. Kerr went public with he wants JaVale McGee back. Paul George in his introductory press conference out in OKC. Said the rumors about him joining the Lakers have been greatly overstated. Well, I don't know about that. When you say the only team I'm going to go to is the state, it's the Lakers. Well, you know, that kind of decreases your trade value. But, yeah, man. That's funny. You know, and then smaller stuff, the Mari Carroll trade became finalized, and Miles and Joseph with the swap, Raptors, Pacers, all that kind of good stuff. Now it becomes secondary stuff. Joffrey Laverne has gone back to the Spurs. Nice role player. It was interesting with the Paul George stuff with OKC that he said he talked to Kevin Durant, and Durant was effusive in his praise of not only Oklahoma City, the city, but the organization, the way he was treated, the whole nine yards. And you know something, that's good to hear. And he was talking about how, you know, the culture in OKC, and I've lived there for a long time. You know, the place is amazing. The people, and this is what Durant was saying, people, the preparation, first-class organization, the chefs they provide, the meals. He said, you're going to be there and you're going to be blown away by what they do in OKC. And it's 100% right. And the people are awesome. The facility's first rate. You know, Durant, and again, if you're not, these guys want to win. They want to win. It's why they're out there. Now, there's no great mystery here. And he felt his best opportunity was to win with the Dubs. And so he took that opportunity. Good. Good. Glad he did it. You know, I felt bad for the city. But, you know, guess what? So now Paul George goes there. They've made other deals. They've brought in more talent. I don't want to say they're back to where they were when Kevin Durant was there, but they're pretty damn close. Now let's switch to the Sacramento Kings. And again, I heard the geniuses on NBA radio talk about the fact, what the hell are the Kings doing? I'll tell you exactly what they're doing. They're going to school on the Utah Jazz. And the step that they made, they being Utah, last year, by bringing in George Hill, by bringing in Joe Johnson, by bringing in Dia, and learning how to win, by bringing in winners. Winners. Because unless you know how to win, you can't win. And that's exactly what Sacramento did. George Hill, Zach Randolph, and Vince Carter. They're 1,000 years old together. Not so much George Hill, but Zach and Vince. But whatever role they have is going to benefit the five, count them, five rookies that were brought in by the Sacramento Kings. You can't have that much youth on a team without somebody to mentor them. And the way they go about mentoring them is by bringing in proven commodities. And I mean, there's no great mystery here. You know, proven commodities. It has to be. Because if you don't, then it's strictly, it's who's going to get mine? Where's mine? And that's literally all it is. That's all it is. And they will be stuck right in the middle. And they'll be stuck there for a long time. And how do you counter that? Well, you keep going back to lottery. That's exactly what happens. But instead, they bring in Vince Carter. They bring in Zeebo. You know, you look at what's going to be on there, right? Buddy Hield is young. And whether or not he makes it or not remains to be seen. You know, but they think he's a key piece. They bring in Justin Jackson. Don't know what he's going to be. De'Aaron Fox, they got a pretty good idea. Zach Randolph? No, he's Zach freaking Randolph. You know, Scalabrissier, they don't know what he's going to be. But he's a guy at the power forward position that in his 18 minutes a game was averaging 8.5 points, almost 9, and getting 5 boards. He dropped in 25 against the Rockets at the end of the season. You know, they have something going out there in Sacramento, and I like what they have going. You know, you bring in a proven leader like Frank Mason III on the collegiate level. But what does he turn into? I don't know. But they're a hell of a lot better off now than they were before. Willie Cauley-Stein, I'm telling you, he's going to continue to develop. He's at 8-5 right now. If he goes to 25 minutes a game, 30 minutes a game, you're going to get him into that 12-8 range. And in today's NBA as a center, that's going to be good enough. Pay attention out there in Sacramento. You know, they're always talking about the Sixers with the process. I got news for you. The process with Sacramento ain't so bad either. You know, De'Aaron Fox is a blur. But Zach's going to back up Scal. And when he's on the court, he'll do some things. And he'll show him how to rebound. And he'll show him how to play position. You know, anybody who's questioning the work ethic of Vince Carter, well, the guy's in the league at 40 years of age. Hello. The big thing is it is Hield. If Hield can score, then they're going to be okay. If he can't score, then they're going to be looking for another guy in a year or two. But that's what they're aiming for. They brought in leadership. They went to school on Utah. They got that core of Fox, Hield, Labissier, and Willie Cauley-Stein. And they got the veterans to back them up. Sacramento's going to make some noise next year. Mark my words. Step aside. Come back. We'll wrap up the attack.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joey's off today. And want to thank Robert for keeping it together. But, you know, again, you look at what went on in free agency. You look at what went on with the draft. And when Vlade made the deal with Boogie Cousins, he promised within a couple of years they would be challenging in the West. I like what they have done. They're going to learn how to win. It's going to be Fox's team. Chances are pretty good they'll be playing Hield at the small forward and start George Hill at the two. And if that ends up being the case, that's not so bad. Zach will back up Scal, and we'll be talking about Scal in the next couple of years. And Willie Cauley-Stein is an athletic big man who can get up and down the court, protect the rim, and do exactly what they need him to do. And I'm telling you, it will be fun to watch. Believe me when I tell you. Well, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned for everything here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Joe Spano, for Senator Roberto out on the coast, I am Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.